Susan Offelman of Pittsburgh and Michelle Charmello of Pitcairn stand on opposite ends of the political spectrum. In their conversation for One Small Step ahead of today's presidential election, the two discuss the impact that strong political divides are having on the country and ways the country can come together after a divisive election. Susan begins the conversation.
My parents were always very patriotic, always the family on the street that had the American flag out front. They say that a lot of times people are more liberal when they're younger and they tend to get more conservative. But I will say, I think I've always been conservative. I believe in lower taxes, less government involvement, the Constitution. I believe in the Second Amendment.
So this is where we don't have a lot in common. I think government is not a threat to our liberty, but it protects it. That government should solve problems, and it's a necessary agent for equality. I am not for low taxes. I think we all need to pay our fair share. And if you have more, lucky you, you need to give more for the greater good.
So how are you feeling about the election?
Quite honestly, I'm nervous. When I drive around my neighborhood, I do see Trump flags flying. And so I am nervous that after 4 years of his lack of leadership, people are still supporting him and believe that he can turn things around.
Well, you would feel right at home in my neighborhood. Because I can't walk 50 feet without seeing a blue sign.
Really? Okay.
But I am nervous about it as well. You know, I voted Republican in 2016. I will vote Republican again this year. For me, it's more of a vote against the Democrat as opposed to a vote for the Republican. But I think we've gotten to a place where we are so polarized.
It did seem to turn so personal, right? I mean, in the past, you could have a civil conversation with someone about a policy, and that was that. It's become that if you are a supporter of Trump, you are something. If you are a supporter of Biden, you are fill in the blank.
Quite honestly, the unfortunate part of this is that we have two old white men that we have to choose from. Those are our two choices.
Yes,
one of my big fears is I do fear that regardless of what happened, we could be looking at some civil unrest or, you know, some type of serious disruption in our country. I hope and pray that that does not happen.
I would agree. That is my fear as well, that something will happen regardless of who wins. There will be unrest, but I'm also afraid of losing rights that people fought so hard for. I'm afraid of what's happened to our country will get worse. The divide will get even larger. And I wonder sometimes, I really do fear that, have we gone to the point of no return, and can we start to build bridges again?
So how can we come together after a divisive election this year?
That's tough. I think maybe we need to turn the news off, listen to that less, and listen to each other more. Because hearing each other and talking to one another is certainly better than repeating and regurgitating what the talking heads on any TV station wants us to hear. And I think we need to get back to knowing our neighbors. And even if we have a difference of opinion, there's certainly something that we agree upon. And we need to start there and build.
I feel like it's going to be important to accept the results of the election, regardless of what side you're on. I didn't vote for Obama. And while I didn't approve of everything he did, he was still my president. So I would hope that regardless of what side you're on, that we can all come together as Americans and accept the president as the president.
Yeah, that's...
And I know it's hard.
That was Susan Uffelman of Pittsburgh and Michelle Charmello of Pitcairn. They spoke for One Small Step from StoryCorps and WESA. StoryCorps is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. You can find more conversations online at wesa.fm/onesmallstep.